component points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
All right, hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. It is January the 24th, 2021. Man, this month is going by so fast. We are broadcasting live for the third week in a row from McConnell Automotive Studios right here in Mobile. Danny, 3 weeks in a row? Are you kidding me? What is going on? But I got to tell you, man, I am excited about today's show. It is going to be a ton of fun. As you know, we'll talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. And, man, so much golf to talk about. A great lineup for you. I'm going to share that with you in just a few moments, and we're glad to have you with us. There is absolutely no question about that. I am your host. I'm your starter on the first tee. Well, guess what? First on the tee box, my posse, Danny Spivey. Dan, man, I am digging the golf that's going on right now, and what a lineup. You saw the lineup. We're going to share it in just a moment.
Well, I'm so excited. You're exactly right. A lot of golf going on around the world. We're out in California. We're over at Abu Dhabi. We're down in Orlando. We're in Hawaii. I mean, got all kind of stuff going on right now, and you're exactly right. I can't wait to let everybody know what the lineup today. And a special. You did a special interview. I had a request. If you listened last week with Bobby Hall, of course, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, who's down in Orlando. We're going to talk to him a little bit, but you had a chance to do a little interview.
Well, we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few moments, but some of the topics we'll talk about. Jessica Korda down in Orlando. She shot one of the lowest rounds in LPGA history. We'll share that with you. How about Tiger? Tiger undergoes his fifth back surgery. Well, what tournaments will he miss? When can we expect him back? We'll talk a little bit about that. How about this? One of my faves. He's one of the angry golfers. Have you seen that commercial, The Angry Golfers? If you've not seen it, it is absolutely hilarious. But Tyrrell Hatton doing it in the desert as he defends his championship. And feel the thrill. He did something Friday that has never been done in his 29 years on the PGA Tour. We'll hear from him, and we'll tell you what he did. Now, of course, there's some sad news this past week. We lost two of baseball's greats. Hank Aaron, right here from Mobile, he passed away at the age of 86. And a childhood friend of mine, Don Sutton, passed away at the age of 75, of course. Larry King passed away yesterday at 86.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know, being from the Mobile area, of course, born and raised Hammer and Hank Aaron, you know, we know from the Hank over here, and what a great ambassador. Baseball royalty. If there's a Mount Rushmore, he's on it.
No question. Hey, on a lighter note, I mentioned, have you seen the Angry Guys commercial? If you haven't, I love when Tommy Fleetwood says, or actually when Tyrrell Hatton says, when you're feeling glum, pop the thumb.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It is funny. And did you see this? How about this new putting style? It's a new putting stroke out there. If you've not seen it, it's called the snail. All right? Mark Hubbard has invented this new putting stroke. We'll talk about that. Maybe we need to learn how to putt like this. It is crazy, crazy, I tell you. All right, we've got some free golf lined up for you today as well. It should be a ton of fun on today's show, and we are glad that you are here with us. On our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, we're going to kick it off with the man, David Musial. He is the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He'll have a story about Hank Aaron. We'll talk to him about that. Of course, he'll have Golf for Dummies, as he always does. And you know, when he does his Golf for Dummies, Danny, he always has a theme song with that segment. Guess what today's theme song is?
I am so excited with anticipation right now.
Let me share it with you. It is Peter Frampton. Do you feel like I do? Now, Big D, obviously, we'll have to explain that in just a few moments. I've got to throw a big shout-out to someone there at Glen Lakes, Belinda. She is the glue at Glen Lakes. Had an opportunity to see her the other day. Hello, Belinda. The sweetest person there. All right. Always love seeing Belinda when we go to Glen Lakes. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to head over to Azalea Golf Club and visit with Lawrence Auer. He is the director of golf at Azalea City Golf Club. He's going to give us a couple of tips and tell us what's going on out there. In the 12 o'clock hour, get back to the radio. Get back to it. You won't want to miss this. All right, Bobby Hall is going to come up at 12:30, but at 12:15, we're going to visit with a fellow. Well, Dan, one of your favorite shows, The Office.
Well, you know, if like I mentioned earlier, you know, if you listen to last week's show, Bobby gets to meet so many wonderful golfing celebrities that are down here, down in Orlando. He gets to interact with them over the past many, many, many years, and one of my favorite actors, and, you know, I love TV, one of my favorite series of all time. In fact, it's in my top three if I could only watch one show for 30 straight days. Nothing else comes on TV. It would be this series, and that is The Office, and Brian Baumgartner plays
Kevin Malone.
Kevin Malone.
We're going to be talking. I had an opportunity to visit with Kevin Malone yesterday, and Brian Baumgartner, and great interview. This cat is, he's fun to hang out with. Of course, Bobby Hall will visit with him again down in Orlando. A lot of stuff going on down there. As I mentioned, Jessica Korda shooting a great score yesterday. We'll hear and talk a little bit about that. Let's see if we can get this in right now.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Well, the PGA Tour concludes the fourth and final round in the American Express down at PGA West Stadium Course in the Nicholas Tournament Course in La Quinta, California. That's out west, Randall.
Yes, it is. I play there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful golf course. On top of the leaderboard right now, we have a trio, Tony Finau, Max Homa, and Siwoo Kim at 15 under par as they begin their fourth and final round. Richie Wawrinski, Emilio Grillo, and Brian Harman, all two shots back.
There you go. The European Tour just wrapped up in Abu Dhabi for the 2021 Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship, picking up his seventh European Tour victory. Tyrrell Hatton defends his title in the desert, winning pretty easily by four strokes at 18 under. Thursday, the LPGA started their 2021 season from Orlando for the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, along with a ton of celebrities. Danielle Kang shoots a 63 Saturday to hold the lead. Kang is at 21 under, a two-shot lead over Jessica Korda. Korda finished yesterday's round. Are you ready? Shooting a 60, which puts her in some pretty good company of one of the lowest rounds in LPGA history. The PGA Tour champions finished up their 2021 season debut from Hawaii for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship, a Saturday finish. One of the very, very cool guys on the tour gets the win. Darren Clarke, he finished at 21 under and picked up his second victory on the Old Guys Tour. If you remember, he won the Timber Tech Championship at Boca Raton, Florida in early November in his final tour start last year. Retief Goosen finished two strokes back at 19 under. Jerry Kelly is 17 under. Kevin Sutherland, Scott Parrell, and my man Freddie Couples, they all finished six strokes back at 15 under. And the GCGA Tour cranks back up on February the 28th from one of the top 10 courses in Alabama. It's Kiva Dunes. Go to GCGATour.com right now for more information and to register. GCGATour.com. Go on right now. That's what you got to do. All right, good stuff right there. And I'm telling you, man, this 2 hours is going to go by fast. You won't want to miss it. Of course, you can always check us out on Facebook. You can check us out our podcast on SouthernFairwaysGolf.com. The new issue of our magazine will be coming out soon. And while you're on our website, SouthernFairways.com, you can check out podcasts. You can also go on the tab that says Deals and get golf at up to over 50% off at some of your favorite places. I want to welcome in a new sponsor to Southern Fairways Golf Show, Golf Carts Plus. Dan Hewitt, the owner down there in Glen Lakes. Man, I'm telling you, if you need a golf cart, you need service, sales, they can handle it for you. Great, great guy and do an awesome job. They're located just kind of right across the street from Glen Lakes. Give them a call, 251-970-1940. Speaking of Glen Lakes, when we come back, we'll visit with the general manager. He's got his golf for dummies. You know who it is. It's David Musial. It happens right after this. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, hanging out with my podsy Danny Spivey. We're broadcasting live from our McConnell Automotive Studios right here in the heart of Mobile. Glad to have you on board with us. And, man, Danny, so much to get into today. I'm going to tell you, that first segment right there was just packed with a lot of information. Hopefully we'll be able to kind of peel the onion on a lot of that today. But right now, time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the young man from Foley, Alabama. Here he is, the general manager at Glen Lakes, our good friend David Musial. David, how you doing, my man?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you and Danny are doing well today. We got a pretty good crowd today on the course, and kind of a mild day, and looking for a good day for golf. Hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we're doing well, and thank you for that. And I know, David, before we get into your Golf for Dummies, you got a Hank Aaron story you want to talk about.
Yeah, that Hank Aaron was a great one. And I think, you know, Mobile's very proud that Hank Aaron was born in Mobile and number one in the record books in so many different places. And one story I did want to mention to you, Randy, is that Stan had a great story about an all-star game in the mid to late 50s. They're in extra innings, and here he is in the dugout with Willie Mays and Hank Aaron on each side of him. And that Hank Aaron looks over at Willie Mays and says, "You know, Willie, we've been out here for 4 hours in this hot day, and I'm tired of playing, and I don't want to play any more innings. And you think this Musial guy could get us a home run and get us out of here?" And Stan says, "You got it." And he goes to the plate and hits a home run, walk-off home run, and the National League wins. And from then on, for the next 50 years, that they were friends, and that he always mentioned that to him, that Hank Aaron said, if I was his manager, he'd hit 1,000 home runs, because every time I'd tell him to hit one, he'd go hit one. But and also, too, if you look and see at Hank Aaron's 3,000th hit, that who was right there, mm-hmm. and shake his hand when he came off the field was Stan the Man. And they became great friends forever. And, Hank Aaron was great. A lot of people don't realize that Milwaukee was the first team in the National League to have 2 million in attendance, and they did it after they got Hank Aaron. So, what a great career he had, and he will be deeply missed in the as far as all our baseball fans around.
Dave, that's just a great story, and of course, for those that may not know, your great uncle was Stan the Man Musial, Hall of Famer, and I know he was just loaded with stories, and you had an opportunity on many occasions to play golf with him, and let him share those stories with you. But that was a good one right there, and certainly Hank Aaron. And I think for most, and Dan, you jump in here, and we're going to get to our Golf for Dummies in just a second, but I think for most baseball fans, Hank Aaron will always be the home run leader. You have to put an asterisk by Barry Bonds, okay? Mm-hmm. I look at Hammerin' Hank as always the home run leader up to now.
Well, I completely agree with you. You know, with Hank Aaron at 755 home runs, Babe Ruth at 714. Of course, Barry Bonds, if you go to Major League Baseball stats, at 762. But, you know, David, we talk about, you know, your great uncle, Stan the Man, and we talk about people like Hank Aaron and everything. You look at some of the stats that these two individuals, both baseball royalty, without a doubt, 3,771 total hits for Hank Aaron, 3,630 for Stan Musial. And, you know, what made them even better was just the fact that they were really good gentlemen. They were lovers of the game. They both came from different backgrounds. They met through baseball, developed a relationship like you just talked about, and it's just wonderful stories. You know, I looked at one of the things that always fascinates me is the amount of money some of these people make. Back in the day, Hank Aaron, for his whole career, 23 seasons, made $2 million. That's it, combined, everything. You know, there's players.
You look at the stats that those guys had, you know, that kind of money. And, you know, and Stan was in an era, you know, and those guys started making more as they went along, that those guys first came on and it was the love of the game. And that, they played that way. And Hank Aaron just belted them out 30, 40 home runs a year. And Stan said he thought he got it started in the late 60s when he said that this kid can do it. He could catch Babe Ruth's record, that he had 500 home runs. And people didn't think much about it, that he never had 50, and then it came, and he just kept pounding them out, you know, 30 and 40 every year. But, just a great, it's great that Mobile can, you know, these great baseball players that came from Mobile area that, can call that home of Hank Aaron.
Boy, there is a lot of them from right here in Mobile. All right, let's see if we can get it started.
is Dan at Golf Carts Plus. It's time for Golf for Dummies with David Musil.
Take it away, D.
All right, today on Golf for Dummies, we're going to give you some valuable tips to help you with developing better feel with your putting. Did you know that the average tour player makes only 50% of putts from 6 feet? Did you know that? And did you know those same tour players that from a flat 30-foot distance can score in two or less more than 98% of the time? And how do they obtain this superior percentage? Well, distance control and proper feel are more important than direction. And good putters will have the same constant tempo, whether it's a short, medium, or long putt. And also, did you know that the optimum speed for a putt to hold its line on a flat 30-foot putt is one that's going to finish just 18 inches past the hole? At this speed, the ball should fall in the hole if it catches part of the cup. Now, our side hill and downhill putts, we want that last roll to fall just over the edge of the cup so we can keep that ball close on our lag putts that are somewhere between 10 and 30 feet, because it's more important that we get that ball close to the hole. So I have a drill to help you with this feel. What I want you to do today is go out to the golf course, go to the putting green, and find a flat 30-foot putt. What I want you to do is I want you to put a tee 18 inches past that cup. And I want you to putt until you can get three in a row that finish from the back of that hole, that tee. Now, once you've been able to do that, we're going to go a little shorter. We're going to move back into 25 feet. We're going to do the same drill. We're going to see if we can get it from the back of the hole to 18 inches past the hole. Then once we get three in a row there, we're going to do the same from 20 feet. And then we're going to move back up from 25 and into 30 feet. And after you're able to do this, you will have improved your feel on the green, which will allow you the major goal when you're playing golf, to get that ball in the hole in two putts or less every time when we're on the green. Hope these drills will help you to improve your feel on the greens. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
Hey, David, that was outstanding. I visualized all of that, and I think that's one of those tips that I will certainly remember to take and practice the next time I go to my putting green.
Well, David,
more important that we get the ball down in two. So many of us get concentrated on making. Once we get outside of 10 feet, it's a very small percentage. But we've got to get that ball down in two, and the best way to do it is practice these feel drills, which will help us to be able to get that ball close where we can knock them down from that close range.
Well, David, I'll tell you, you know, I really love that. And if you go through the history of the PGA Tour, you see several individuals that were such great field putters. Jack Nicklaus immediately comes to my brain. You know, we may call it lag putting. We may call it whatever. But I love the stat that you brought, 50% make from 6 feet. That's the best players in the world. When you look at the leaderboard, where that number changes, it goes from 50 to about 75 to 85% for the winner are making those six-foot putts. But there's two things that can ruin your golf round. One is three putting and the other one is penalty shots. So if you can try to eliminate as many of those as possible in a round of golf, no matter if you're a scratch player or you're a 25 handicapper, if you can eliminate those, your score will be better.
Well, that's exactly right. And as you watch Darren Clark that won on the Champions Tour, that he made an awful lot of putts in that 5 to 10 foot range. And
yes,
you know, that's if you can get that high percentage, that guy's going to win the money. But If you're a good lag putter, you have a lot less three putts out there, and those drills are great for you to be able to get better with your feel on the greens.
David, as always, man, great stuff. Look forward to talking with you again real soon. Good stuff. Folks, set up your tee time. Go to Glen Lake if you've not been out there lately. 251-955-1220. 955-1220. David, always good stuff. Great stories with your uncle there, Stan the man, and have a great weekend, my man.
All right. Appreciate you having me on, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right. There you go. David Musial, Glen Lakes Golf Club. Hey, put them on your playlist. You'll certainly enjoy it. I had the opportunity, as I mentioned, went down there and saw Belinda and Superintendent William Dabney, who does just a great job at Glen Lakes. Okay. Danny, I'm telling you, we're just flying through. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be speaking with Lawrence Auer. He is the director of golf at Azalea City Golf Course right here in Mobile. And a place that you get to play a lot of. As a matter of fact, the first Light Scratch Tour, I think, is going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
So are you playing in that?
I'm not sure yet. I think I'm going to.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we do know that if you want to play on a competitive level and maybe you're not that scratch golfer, but you just want to go play and have fun and be competitive and win some great prizes and maybe a trophy,
oh yeah,
all you need to do is go to GCGATour.com. GCGATour.com should be a ton of fun, and we'll crank up on February the 28th from Kiva Dunes. So be sure and join us with that for sure, okay? 251-343-0106. That's the number you're going to need as we get ready to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments.
Hey everyone, Dan at Golf Carts Plus here. Just like David Musil is helping you keep your ball in the fairway, all of us here at Golf Carts Plus want to help you keep your cart on the course and in the street. We are the area's go-to sales and service destination. We specialize in new Icon Street legal carts and used electric carts. We also do complete service and custom builds. Stop in to see us at 22401 Midland Road, Foley, Alabama, or give us a call, 251-970-1940. We can't fix your swing, but we can fix your golf cart. Golf Carts Plus.
All right, a quick timeout coming. Don't go anywhere. 251-343-0106. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show. Lawrence Hour, he's up next. I want to remind you, Southern Fairways Golf Show and Magazine is sponsored by GolfCritique.com, the best search engine in golf. You could book over 7,000 courses nationwide with absolutely no booking fees. Now we ask you, who wants to pay booking fees on top of green fees and card fees? Dan, I don't. You did in 2020, but not 2021.
No, sir, I'm done.
Well, you don't have to do that any longer. All you need to do is create a free account, review a course, instructor, or a resort, and you'll automatically be entered into their $25,000 giveaway for a chance to win a three-day, two-night golf experience to Pinehurst, North Carolina, with you and a friend. Now, six finalists will be chosen, and one lucky guest will go home with $25,000. Make sure to use the referral code 31112 when signing up so they know that we sent you. That's referral code 31112. All you have to do is create a free account and review. It's super easy. Takes less than 3 minutes, and the benefits simply endless. Once again, referral code 31112 so they know we sent you. It's golfcritique.com. Now let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line. Welcome in a great friend of ours. This guy is he's a contender, Rocky, I tell you. He's the director of golf at Azalea City Golf Course, our good friend Lawrence Hour. Lawrence, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, Randy. How about you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Always good to see you. I want to throw a quick shout-out to Jay Stubbs and the Jimmy Green Tour. They had their Reese's Senior Bowl Winter Classic there just a couple of weeks ago, and you always you closed down the course for them. You did an outstanding job for the Jimmy Green Tour, and you do that with all the events that you have there. You put so much effort into it, and I know they really appreciated that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and that event's really grown. The first year, it was a one-day event where we had about 50 or 60 players, and we thought that was pretty good. And then Jay came with this idea. It's like, let's do a two-day event. Let's really push it and bring some corporate folks, sponsorships into it. So we had over 100 golfers for 2 days between Christmas and New Year. The weather was perfect, and it was unbelievable. It really was. You know, Danny was out there, and you know, he can attest to that. It was just a great event.
Well, Lawrence, you're exactly right. I just always enjoy coming out there and seeing you specifically. And you know, we've mentioned it over and over, and we sound like a broken record, but it takes a lot to put these bigger tournaments on, especially to facilitate more junior golf. You know, you have a job and a responsibility to Azalea City and the city as far as operating, a profitable business. And to take the time out, a couple days when you guys do an awful lot of rounds at Azalea City and take the time out to dedicate the course for 2 days. I just my hat's off to you. You're always such a gentleman, and you really like to grow the game of golf. And I'll tell you, the golf course played just absolutely wonderful. Played tough, but it played fair. The greens are always kind of fast everywhere this time of the year, but Azalea City was extra fast, as we know, during that junior tournament. And I
was
know
that your DJ voice or
that
something?
That was
right?
My DJ voice. Right,
I
there,
didn't know
Mark.
What you went into right there.
But you know, it's always, and I always look forward to coming over there and playing and on a challenging golf course like Azalea City.
Well, thank you, Danny.
We're visiting with Lawrence Auer, the head golf professional director of golf at Azalea City Golf Course. Lawrence, I know that you probably have a tip or two for us. Maybe one. Have you got something as guys and gals get ready to go out and play this week? Maybe the weather's going to be great. Maybe a little putting tip for us?
Yeah, and this ties in with a little bit with what David Musial was talking about. But Dave Pelz, he's like the short game guru. He's done a lot of research. He was a NASA scientist before he became a professional instructor for golf. So he's a research guy. And all of his research shows that most one putts, like a high percentage of one putts, happen between 1 and 10 feet. And then three putts start for most golfers at 20-plus feet. So we all have limited time to practice. But if we have just 20 minutes, we should be spending that practice time, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, working our way back. We should probably skip the 10 to 20-foot range, because most of us are going to two-putt from there. We should then spend our time 20-plus feet, 25 feet, 30 feet, working on that distance control to have easy two-putts. So it's tough to go out and practice putting for 1 hour. My brain can't handle it, but I'll divide my time, 10 minutes, inside of 10 feet and 10 minutes outside of 20 feet. And I think you're spending your practice time effectively.
That's a great tip. There is no question about that. We're visiting with Lawrence Auer of Azalea City Golf Course. Danny?
Lawrence, that's such a great it's a great tip. And I think a lot, especially junior players and higher handicap players, they tend not to want to practice those 20 feet and further putts, but they're so important. You know, one of the a tip I gave a couple years ago, and I always reiterate it, is if you're going to go out and play, you know, everybody, we suggest warming up. You get on the range. You do go through your routine. You know, a lot of us are time constrained and all that. But when you get to the putting green, what I like to do is my first probably, you know, 6 to 9 putts when I get to a putting green, I don't go to 1 foot to start. I go about 25 feet or outside of 20 feet and try to get the pace of the putting green. You know, where am I going to, you know, what kind of pace, what kind of feel am I going to get before I get to practicing those 3, 4, 5, 6 footers? And I can tell you, it works fairly well to go out there and try to adjust yourself to the speed of the greens around here.
Yes, so it's utilizing your practice time effectively to get the best results, and I think everybody agrees with trying to do that.
Visiting with Lawrence Auer right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Lawrence, we've got you for just another couple of minutes here. I want to ask you what's going on at Azalea City Golf Course, what events you might have coming up. But before I do that, let's talk a little bit about you. You love going out. You love qualifying. You play in a lot of events. You were down in Florida a couple of weeks ago. Tell us about that, and tell us about maybe some of the events you'll be trying to qualify for this 2021 season.
Sure. So I'm now in that 50-plus age group, so I get to play with the senior golfers. So this year I went down to PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, Florida. It was myself and 239 other seniors from literally every state in the country. We played the 3-day PGA Winter Championship down there. Played on two different golf courses, both Tom Fazio designs, both very challenging. And it's just a good thing to do to keep your game, you know, over the winter time, to have competitive events to work for. You know, I played pretty well. I was kind of proud of the way I played. Nowhere near, you know, the winning score. I think I was a total of 8 over par. The winning score was 8 under par. But some of these guys, they're former tour players. A couple of them have won on tour and that kind of stuff. But it's nice to be out there and watching and seeing what those guys do.
Well, I know it is, and there's obviously some great golf being played out there. You know, we had some of the professional tours around here, of course, over in Mississippi, the Mississippi Golf Resort Classic, now known as the Rapiscan. And I know that you've qualified or going over to qualify for that. Now, I don't even know if they're playing. I've got to look and see if they're even playing that this year.
Unfortunately, that event has gone away.
Right.
Yeah. We do have a Corn Ferry Tour event that's going to be played the very end of March or early April over in Destin, at Sandestin on the Raven course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new event for the area. I probably won't try to qualify for that because, 7,200-yard golf courses just don't work for me these days.
I hear you, brother.
Hey, visiting with Lawrence Hour of Azalea City Golf Course right here in Mobile. Lawrence, another minute or so. What's going on out at Azalea City? And listen, this is a course that number 10 has just got a beautiful, beautiful view. If for folks that maybe have not played there before, and your superintendent, y'all do a wonderful job out there, Superintendent Brian Aaron. Talk a little bit about the course and what you got going on out there.
Yeah, so our event schedule is filling up for 2021. You mentioned we have the kickoff event for the Light Scratch Tour. That is at the very end of March. We have the events that we host. We host the Mobile Metro Championship, which is 72-hole stroke play tournament. We host the Mobile Four-Ball Championship, which where you're out there playing round-robin match play with your partner. So those are two of the bigger events. And coming up in the summertime, we are hosting our qualifier, the Alabama Northwest Florida qualifier for the PGA Junior Championship for both boys and girls. So that's a big event that will have players coming from all over the state and the panhandle coming to play at Azalea City. The two winners, the boy and the girl, will get to go to the national championship later in the year and play in the junior version of the PGA Championship. So that's a big one for us, and we're looking forward to that.
Well, it really is. And folks, if you want to set up a tee time at Azalea City Golf Course in Mobile, 251-208-5150. Again, 251-208-5150. Go out there and see Lawrence and his great staff out there. And by the way, Lawrence, got a text here from one of your students. He was just on just a few moments ago, and you mentioned him, David Musial out at Glen Lakes. And for some reason, he is a big music aficionado, and he said that y'all have something in common, a little band called AC/DC. Is this true?
Yeah, I go way back. So back when I was a 14-year-old growing up in Australia, about the coolest thing you could do was be an AC/DC fan. So.
Is that why they call you Australian Lawrence?
Yes, I own that, and I take it. I'm proud of it.
Lawrence, you're always fun to hang out with, man. Let's get you back on real soon, all right, my man?
Okay. Thank you, Randy. Right. I'll talk to you later, Danny.
All right, buddy.
There you go. Lawrence Hour. Just a great guy. He is fun to hang around. And let me tell you, the cat can play some golf. The cat can play some golf.
Oh, he can. Lawrence can flat out play. Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, both you and I are big AC/DC fans.
Sure.
And it's so funny. You know, I watched a documentary on them, and it was just such an interesting. You know, after Bon Scott, unfortunately, was gone from the band, they weren't sure what to do. They, Angus and Malcolm Young, of course, the Young brothers who started AC/DC, they look around and they're like, we heard this guy singing this kind of rock opera thing down in his bluesy, scratchy voice. And I've got a few songs, and one of the songs I wrote down was called Back in Black and Shoot the Thrill and all these different songs, but we don't have everybody to sing it. So they bring, of course, Brian Johnson in, and in a matter of 4 days, they cut the entire AC/DC album Back in Black.
Is that crazy?
It's
or
just
what?
It, and they said it was on. Brian Johnson talked about it like it's almost like it just morphed by itself. It was its own entity as they just kept laying track after track after track. And some of the rock anthems for all time, came from that album.
Now, you hear it all the time at just about every football stadium now.
Yep.
A little Hail's Bells.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff. Great to hang out with Lawrence, though. But do check him out over at Azalea City Golf Course if you have the opportunity. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I'm going to give away some golf. We're going to give away some golf to Azalea City. All right? And we'll tell you how you can win in just a few moments. And, Danny, I want to go in. I want to talk a little bit about Tiger undergoing his fifth back surgery. How did that go? What tournaments is he going to miss? What tournaments will he play in? We're going to talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. Also, how about Feel the Thrill? He did something on Friday that in 29 years on the PGA Tour, he's never done before. And we're going to hear from him.
Yep.
All right? It's kind of an interesting
stat. It really is.
One that you would not think of with Phil. All right?
And hasn't been done on the PGA Tour since 2016 by anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is rare. That is rare. We'll talk about that when we come back. Plus, we're giving away some golf. 251-343-0106. Hey, don't go anywhere. Hang out with us. We got a lot of fun. Next hour is going to be a treat. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I can promise you, that is not AC/DC. That is not AC/DC. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have you on board with us. Going to give away some golf coming up in just a moment or two. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 is how you can win some free golf right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. A couple of things I do want to get into. I want to talk a little bit about Tiger. Of course, he had his fifth back surgery. And, Danny, listen, this cat has gone through a lot of it. And what that means is, obviously, he's going to miss some tournaments, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple that we know that he's going to miss. He'll miss Torrey Pines, the Farmers. Okay, he's going to miss that one. He'll miss the Genesis Invitational, which he is the host of there at Riviera. So we know that he'll miss that. And if you listen and read Rory McIlroy's comments, Rory thinks he will be back for the Masters. Now, the type of surgery that he had, and I don't even know, I would absolutely butcher.
You want me to help this, you on that one?
Would you give me a lesson on that one real quick?
Yes, it's a microdiscectomy procedure.
Thank you.
Is what it is, basically.
Microdiscectomy.
Go ahead.
See?
Something got me right
that,
there.
That microdiscectomy.
Microdiscectomy procedure, and it was basically to remove a pressurized disc fragment in his back, which was pinching a nerve. And if anybody's had back problems, I know these are very technical terms and everything, but he had fusion surgery, which is which is major stuff. You know, that was several years ago, and he's been coming. But, you know, anytime you get in there, Randy, you know, the discs and ligaments and all that stuff that connects the spine and all that, it can get loose from time to time. And if you have a workout schedule, which he does, to try to help with this, you know, things get a little bit loose. We all get that little tingly feeling in one of our legs sometimes if your back's a little sore. Have you had that before?
Sure.
Yeah, we feel that. Well, that's basically, you know, a pressurized disc fragment. And I'm not trying to diagnose people, but it's pinching a nerve, which I have done
many times. You know that.
Absolutely. So we, you know, go to maybe one of our friends at Malbus Chiropractic or whatever, and we go get adjusted, try to alleviate that pain. Now, as active as Tiger Woods is and as many surgeries he's had, this is going to be something he deals with the rest of his life. He's 45 years old, but his back is an old 45. Let's just be, he's in great shape. He looks great, all this other stuff. But the internal part, there's some problems.
Well, listen, there's always going to be problems. For folks that have had back pain, back surgeries, back injuries, there's not a whole lot more that can be more painful than a back injury.
Debilitating.
It is, I'm telling you, it is tough. Very, very tough. But it'll be interesting to see if we can get Tiger back. Obviously, you know that, and for all these years we've been doing this show, I really wasn't much of a Tiger fan from a personal standpoint. Appreciate what he did on the course. But I got to tell you, over the last year or so, I've become more of a Tiger fan.
Well, he's changed, you know, and a lot of that change, you know, when we go back, there's a documentary on a 2-part series that's getting a lot of traction right now. Tiger's not real thrilled with it, but
I'm sure he's not.
You know, it kind of it talks about the makeup of what made Tiger Woods, and it goes back to his dad and relationships and different things like that, touring around as a young, you know, tween, basically into his teenage years, and then on through Stanford and then on to professional golf, and what caused Tiger to become the kind of person he was. Now, everybody transitions through life. You know, we think a little different now. You know, you have two adult children. My son Jackson just turned 16. I have a little different perspective.
By the way, happy birthday,
well,
Jackson.
Well, thank you very much. And but I have a different perspective on life when he was 3 years old versus where he is right now, 16 years old. So I think what we've seen is a little bit of softness and more discernment that Tiger's trying to do. He's trying to become more of an ambassador to the game. He knows his playing days are numbered just from the physical ailments. It's not going to get much better. The back just doesn't suddenly recover. He's going to have moments where he feels great, and he is such a gamer and one of the greats of all time, so he's going to be competitive when he feels healthy. But those other times, 80% of the time, he's going to struggle. So he's going to be more empathetic, and we look at something like that. We see the fragility of what he's done, and for some people, that makes them kind of like him a little bit more.
Absolutely. All right, let's turn to Phil real quick. Of course, Phil, now he missed the cut at the American Express, but when informed that Friday's even par 72 was the first time in his 29-year PGA Tour career that he made 18 consecutive pars in a round. You got to love Phil. This is what he had to say. He just deadpanned it right here. Let's see.
Which is surprising because I really try to hit fairways and center of the greens and just make easy pars. And for that to be the first time, it's really shocking.
You have got to love Phil. Okay. I mean, he's great.
He's being funny there.
Exactly.
You know, it is like so. You know, what's amazing about that? Now, you wonder, you know, world-class golfer, coincidentally, he shoots 74, two over par in the first round, shoots even par second round, misses the cut by five. You know, which is fine, but, you know, people are surprised by this. 18 par. And I made the comment earlier, you know, the statistics-wise, this hasn't been done. 18 strict consecutive pars in an 18-hole round has not been done since 2016. And the reason why is because the average tour player, middle of the pack, makes about 3 1/8 birdies per round. You know, so.
And there's going to be some bogeys in
there.
There's
going to be bogeys. Yeah. There's going to be birdies. There's going to be all these things. So to go through. Now, he made some heroic pars during that 18-hole round where he had 18 pars. He hit in the water twice. You know, he got up and down from 76 yards on a par five when he tried to reach green in two. So he drops, hits his four shot up there, makes a 16-footer. And then, of course, he tries to make birdie on the 18th hole. He runs it by 4 feet and makes one coming back.
I'm surprised he didn't try to hit it while it was still rolling. You know, you got to love Phil. He went on to say, there's a lot of good things to take from it. The way I'm driving the ball, my iron play, there's a lot of positives. But if you look at the scorecard, it's pathetic. He says, I'm not denying that, but I think that's a little bit closer than it looks, okay? Mm-hmm. So Phil being Phil. Hey, let's give away some golf. I'm going to give away two rounds of golf with card to Azalea City Golf Course right now, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. And let me just throw out, if your name is Sandy, do not call. Sandy, do not call.
Yeah.
I saw Sandy the other day, and he just wins all the time. But we're going to take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106. Sandy, he had picked up a five-pack out to Glen Lakes, and just a great guy. But hello, Sandy. I know he's out back probably on the grill cooking and listening to the show.
Well, and, you know, exactly. And I know we have a few minutes here before we go to break.
Got about two.
We got 2 minutes. I want to talk just a little bit, and I want to remember Hank Aaron just a little bit because we may not be able to get into it in the second hour. But when you go statistics, we talk about this guy being on the Mount Rushmore of baseball royalty. And some of the things, top in games played, 3,298, top three. At bats, top three. Runs. You know, the amount of runs he's come, you know, he drove in, not RBIs, but RBIs, he leads the major leagues all time. Home runs, major league all time. At bats, top 15 batting average with 300.
A 305 batting average.
Okay,
you look at that.
Crazy.
It is crazy, you know. And then, you know, of course, he got walked a bunch of times. Lots of doubles. Top five, basically in every single category. And you just start looking at. But here's one of the things that I'm going to throw you. Remember the great Ricky Henderson?
Sure.
You know, with the Oakland A's.
Oakland A's.
Stolen bases, of course, we know he was all-time leader in stolen bases. But do you know that he had over 500 more stolen bases than Lou Brock, who was in second?
Wow.
Lou Brock had 938 stolen bases. Ricky Henderson ended his career with 1,406 stolen bases. And you know he made the stolen bases percentage of successful stolen bases was 77%.
That's crazy.
That is
crazy. He's certainly going to be missed, no doubt about it. Of course, Don Sutton passed away this past week as well. Young man, grew up in Pensacola. I'll have to tell you that story. Have I got a moment? Yeah, real sure. quick. When I was growing up in Pensacola, we moved from Pensacola when I was 10, but our next-door neighbor was the aunt and uncle of Don Sutton. Mm-hmm. They had four children, so we all grew up together there, right? Don, playing in Los Angeles as one of the stars for the Dodgers, would come over, and he'd throw the baseball with us. Here
sure.
we are 7, 8, 9 years old, okay? And at that age, when you have a superstar like that, it was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. But he'll certainly be missed. Hey, Tim Parrish, I think, is the name. Does that say Tim Parrish? I can't see that real well.
Yeah, Tim Perrin.
Tim Perrin. Okay, Tim Perrin Mobile. You get the two rounds of golf to Azalea City Golf Course. Congratulations on that. All right, look, hey, this next hour, you will not want to miss it. We have got a lot to get into. We're going to go down to Orlando. We're going to visit with Bobby Hall. He is the rules official for the Celebrities of the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. We'll talk a little bit about Jessica Korda as well and her 60 that she shot yesterday. But we're going to talk with Brian Baumgartner from The Office. You're going to love it. You won't want to miss it, all right? That's coming up in this hour. Plus, we'll give away some more golf, all right? Don't go anywhere. First hour come and gone. Second hour, it happens right after this.
Points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And we're welcoming you into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Man, we are so glad to have you on board with us. We have got an action-packed hour for you. You will not want to miss it. I can promise you that. As we're broadcasting live today from our McConnell Automotive Studios right here in Mobile, Alabama, I want to say hello to all of our good friends up in Birmingham, Montgomery, Auburn. If you're hanging out on the lake there at Lake Martin, Sylacauga, Talladega, thanks for tuning in to Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. Glad to have you on board with us. And all you along the Gulf Coast, on FM Talk 106.5, man, glad to have you with us as well. Before we get into anything, I have got to thank some of our sponsors like McConnell Automotive, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, The Mitchell Company, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Jason Young, State Farm Insurance, Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club, Glen Lakes Golf Course, Timber Creek Golf Course, Golf Critique, a new sponsor to the show, Golf Carts Plus down in Foley, Dan Hewitt. Glad to have him on board with us as well. Man, if you're looking for a golf cart and you need service, you want one customized, this is the guy you want to use right here.
The accessories, too.
Everything. This guy's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. Give him a call. Golf, not golf. It's Golf
Carts Plus. You can give them a call, 251-970-1940. And also want to thank Bridgestone Golf, the official golf ball and golf glove of Southern Fairways Golf Show. All right, big hour for you. No question about it. Going to give away some golf. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Bobby Hall. As you know, Bobby, a partner of ours right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. He is the head rules official for the celebrity side of the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. It is the first event of the season on the LPGA Tour. He's down there. We'll catch up with him. But Dan, coming up in the next segment, if you're an Office fan, you will not want to miss the interview that we had with Brian Baumgartner. And y'all know him as Kevin Malone off The Office. He is a great guy. And do you know he's from the South?
Yeah, he's from born and raised in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. That's exactly right. Sure. We'll talk a little bit about that with him coming up in just a few moments. But, man, that first hour was good. Looking forward to the second hour.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we talked earlier about, and we're going to do a leaderboard update here before too long, but, you know, you look at some of the celebrities and some of the usual in the Diamond Resorts Celebrity Classic. Marty Fish, once again, the modified – the cat could just play golf. I mean
– he's a lefty, and he is good. He really can. He can get his ball around.
And I'm not sure how we're going to describe this, but Mark Mulder, we talked about it in the first hour, this new putting technique. Mark Mulder. Mark Hubbard, this new putting technique, you're just going to have to go online. We're going to try to describe it.
It's called the snail.
I don't even know how to describe it. I watched it like six times.
We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. It is a neat, an interesting putting stroke. We'll share that with you in just a second.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
The PGA Tour concluded its fourth and final round as they are in La Quinta, California for the 2021 The American Express. On top of the leaderboard, we have a trio. Tony Finau, Max Homa, and Siwoo Kim, all three at 15 under par. They're going to tee off here in about an hour. Right behind them at 14 under, Richie Wawrinski, Emiliano Grillo at 13 under par. You like this cat, Brian Harman. He's 13 under. Russell Knox is 13 under. Absolutely. He's a good player. We're going to see how they finish out there in La Quinta, California.
That's a great place to play, no question about it. The European Tour just wrapped up in Abu Dhabi for the 2021 Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship.
Abu Dhabi,
picking up his seventh European Tour victory. Tyrrell Hatton, he defends his title in the desert, winning pretty easily by four strokes at 18 under. The LPGA, well, they'll wrap up today from Orlando for the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. As we mentioned, some celebrities there as well. Danielle Kang, she shot a 63 yesterday to hold the lead. She's at 21 under. That's two shots better than Jessica Korda, who shot just a mere 60.
That's it.
Yesterday. Yeah, that's one of the – did you know that's one of the lowest rounds on the PGA Tour in history? We'll talk about that in just a few moments. And here's a neat little setup. The Korda sisters play together today with Danielle Kang in that final group.
I would be following that group.
There is no doubt about that. The PGA Tour champions finished up their 2021 season debut from Hawaii for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. A Saturday finish. And as I mentioned, one of the very cool guys on the tour, he picks up his second victory. Darren Clark, he finished at 21 under. Not too bad for an old guy, and I really do like Darren Clark.
Well, and you know, not to get too off topic as we finish up with these scores, but Darren Clark looking very distinguished. Got a little facial hair.
He does.
A little gray going on.
He does.
He's a slick looking guy.
I like Darren Clark. All right. Well, he wins his second tournament, as I mentioned. Retief Goosen, who I thought might have a chance to win this. He finished two strokes back at 19 under. Jerry Kelly, old cheesehead, he finished at 17 under. Kevin Sutherland, Scott Parrell, and Freddie Couples finished six strokes back at 15 under. A reminder, the GCGA Tour will crank back up on February the 28th. We'll do it at Kiva Dunes. All you need to do is go to GCGATour.com, GCGATour.com to register. It's going to be a ton of fun, and oh my goodness, this year, we got a lot of big plans for you. So there you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. All right, Dan.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm trying to pay as much attention as possible. I'm just going to be honest, because my phone is blowing up. Everybody evidently is a huge Office fan. Very, very much looking forward to the interview that you did with Brian Baumgartner.
Coming up in about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I know when we finish that interview, you got several quotes that from The Office that you like.
Some I can say and some I cannot say.
We want to keep the show.
Yeah, we're just going to keep the show. But I'm just going to tease you just on one of them, okay? One of the quotes, best, of course, The Office, if you've watched it, they used to have a lot of parties, little office parties. And at each party, it was all about the cake for Kevin, right? Well, someone had a great idea of bringing in a carrot cake. And one of his best quotes and Danny's top five quotes by Kevin Malone of The Office, "You think this is a great party? This cake has vegetables in it."
Oh, my
I'm a
goodness.
Big carrot cake fan.
Yeah, I love carrot cake.
It's a good one.
It ought to be a lot of fun. That's coming up in just a few moments. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we'll visit with Bobby Hall on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Going to give away some golf, too. All right, going to give away some golf. And we're going to get back into some topics. Obviously, we've got the official World Golf Rankings. We'll lay those out for you. Just a ton to try to cram in to this hour right here. But, guys and gals, listen, we're going to take a time out here in just a second. You don't want to miss this interview. I think you're really going to love it. What do you? We got 15 seconds here. What do you think the expectation should be for
well,
you?
Well, I think it's. I'm sure he's going to be funny. You know, a lot of people think that Brian talks like Kevin Malone in person. He's actually a very scholarly young, you know, person. He's very well educated. Went to Northwestern School. Went to Southern Methodist University. Has a daytime Emmy Award. Just a host of accomplishments.
Be ready, because I had him throw a little shout-out to you.
A little shout-out to Dan Dan.
To Dan Dan. Well, all right, so all be right. Ready for that. All right.
Sounds good.
All right. He is coming up next. You got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'll tell you, we got golf happening, a lot happening right now, and thankful for our sponsors. Want to thank McConnell Automotive. Be sure to check them out at McConnellAutomotive.com. Don't go anywhere. He's up next. You know him as Kevin Malone from The Office. The interview happens next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen. Glad to have you on board with us. Guys, it is about to break loose right here. I'm going to tell you, I am excited to have this guest on with us. If you're an Office fan, you know him as Kevin Malone. It's Brian Baumgartner. Brian, how you doing, my man, and welcome to the show.
Randy, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. You know, I am from the South, so anytime I can speak to other people from the South, it is always my pleasure, though I understand you all are focused in the Roll Tide and Auburn Tigers land. However, I have to say, go Dogs, Randy. I'm sorry. I'm from Georgia, and I have to say it.
Well, Brian, we're not going to hold that against you, and I can tell you that there are a lot of your fans down here that are okay with you saying go Dogs. All right, I got to ask you, first off, how much fun are you having down in Orlando at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions?
You know, this is my first year down here at the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions, and really I said yes to coming because I think if I'm playing in a Tournament of Champions, it means I'm a champion. So I felt like, I mean, obviously I couldn't turn down that invitation. They've asked me for a couple of years. This is the first year I've been able to make it. And I have so much fun watching the women play. I've been fortunate over the last few years to play with actually three women who qualified to be here, which means they won tournaments, which makes me a good luck charm. Because if you play with me, you're going to win. But Lydia Ko and Marina Alex, I think they're dealing with some injury stuff. But Angela Stanford also, is here this year. So I love playing with them and watching them play.
Hey, we're visiting with Brian Baumgartner. You know him as Kevin Malone from The Office. He is on with us right now. He's down at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. And I got to tell you, again, just excited to have you on board with us. Now, you gotta be having so much fun down there, not only playing with celebs, but maybe side-by-side with some of the LPGA champions. Who have you had an opportunity to play with so far?
Cheyenne Knight, well, from your neck of the woods, Alabama, big Alabama fan. And I did have to reach out to Justin Thomas the night before and try to get a scouting report on what I was getting myself into. But Cheyenne Knight and Pernilla Lundberg, who was also very gracious, and Austin Ernst today was a lot of fun again. A bunch of, two Southern gals and one European, but Austin was so much fun to play with. She's from South Carolina, and we had a great time.
Brian, you're absolutely right. Austin is just a sweetheart. There's no question about it. And Pernilla Lindbergh, she is absolutely fantastic, one of the sweetest girls out there. Brian, as a superstar, obviously you have a lot of time to play golf, and there's a lot of folks that like to know a little bit about your golf game. Now, did you put a lot of work in preparing to go out to the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, which Tranquillo is just an awesome golf course? But tell us a little bit about your game.
You know, what I always tell people when they ask me if I'm a good golfer is, if you play a couple times a week, then it's going to be really tough for you to beat me. But, you know, I'm out here with these professional athletes who obviously most of them get disappointed if they don't play 36 holes a day. And it's tough for me to play that much, but I really enjoy it. In terms of a strength of my game, it really varies. I mean, I think it's like the definition of an amateur. Like, sometimes, you know, like this week, I've been getting off the tee really pretty well, and then, you know, the approach shots fade, and sometimes, you know, you get me under 150 yards and I'm going to put it right there. I mean, it's the definition of an amateur. And look, I understand why I'm here. I'm here, you know, for people to be able to, you know, to have fun. I'm here to have fun, and I know, because there are no handicaps in events like this or in the American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe, I just try every time to do better than I did before. So, like, in Lake Tahoe this year, I came in 30th place alone, firmly in the top half of the field, and for me, that was a huge accomplishment. And you know, here it's the scoring's a little different, and guys are different. We'll see where I end up, and next year I'll just try to do better.
Man, there is no doubt. Love Lake Tahoe, isn't that beautiful? No question about it. As we're visiting with Brian Baumgartner, you know him as Kevin Malone from the hit NBC series The Office. He is on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Brian, as I mentioned, you just got a ton of fans down in our listening area. And obviously, one of the questions that everyone wants to know is, what's on the horizon for you?
Well, I have a podcast that came out this last year, which is still available on Spotify, called An Oral History of The Office. Which was me going back and talking to and interviewing all the old cast and crew and producers and writers about the show and why it has, you know, the thesis, or what I was wanting to explore, was why now, after we've been done for so many years, why is it now still the most watched show in television? It's unbelievable what's happened. And so that was really fun for me. And I have an animated show on Netflix called Trash Truck that is beautiful. I mean, the animation is so well done, which I had nothing to do with. I'm just impressed and in awe of it. And I have a movie that is, you know, kind of going through this truncated festival circuit right now. You know, no movies have really premiered in a year. So I hope once we're kind of back in business, it'll get on the schedule and get out for people. I filmed it, actually, right across the river from Alabama in Columbus, Georgia, you know, a little over a year ago now. And, you know, Electric Jesus. It's about a 80s heavy metal Christian rock band, and I play their manager. It was a lot of fun to do, and that'll be out in theaters once we get back to normal.
Brian, I got to tell you, that is going to be a – I've got to go see that. That is going to be a ton of fun, no question about it. All right, we are wrapping it up with Brian Baumgartner from the hit series The Office. You know him as Kevin Malone. And I got to tell you, Brian, it has been a pleasure having you on with us, and certainly look forward to having you back on with us again. Before we go, my podgy, Danny, is a big fan of yours. Perhaps, I'm going to go ahead and say it, your biggest fan. Could you throw a shout-out to him?
Danny, what is – I hear you're my biggest fan. This is what I understand. So if you're my biggest fan, why aren't you out here with signs following me around and yelling my name? I don't understand. Maybe it's because spectators aren't invited and you can't be my guest yet because we don't actually know each other. But I don't know. It sounds like we should be besties, all right?
Man, that was great, Brian. Thank you so much. I appreciate that a ton. Hey, look, hopefully we'll get together. Maybe I'll see you out at Lake Tahoe or the Diamond Resort down in Orlando next year or something. But
thanks, Randy. I so appreciate you having me on. I don't know, maybe when I'm back in the South sometime, I'll stop by and we can play around.
Okay, that sounds like a deal. I will look forward to that very much, Brian. Of course, we'll have to get pro in there with Bobby Hall. All right, that has been a ton of fun. Brian Baumgartner, you know him as Kevin Malone from the hit series on NBC, The Office.
That was a lot of fun. He had fun doing that. We had fun putting that together. And I got to thank Bobby Hall for setting that up. Of course, Bobby's down in Orlando. Bobby's going to be up with us coming up in just a few moments. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on down there. We'll get you caught up on the leaderboard, where the celebrities are. Where is Brian right now? Where is he on that leaderboard down at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions?
Well, and I was just looking that up. And let's see. He started the day... Let's see here. Right there in 43rd position, he had 78 total points. Played good the first day, 25 points, then 21-21. They're getting ready to get going here, and that's why we could not have him live. But, Randy, I can't tell you what a great a gift that was. And, you know, if I was able to be down in Orlando, I would have signs up saying well, Kevin. But, you know, I've been getting texts this whole time, including from my son Jackson, who said, "You want me to start making the signs, Dad?"
Well, I got to tell you, it is always a lot of fun down there. Of course, our boy Bobby Hall, he is the and you're going to hear me introduce him coming up in a few moments. Bobby, the head rules official for the celebrity side of that Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champion. These guys, let me just say this before Bobby comes on. These guys love Bobby Hall, and I think it makes pretty good sense. Now, think about this. If you're a celebrity and you're playing in a tournament, okay, what's the one guy you want to be best friends with if you're playing in a golf tournament?
Yeah.
The head rules official.
Yeah, of course. Right?
So I can tell you when Bobby's at Lake Tahoe or he's down at Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, these guys just flock around him, and Bobby's just such a great and gracious guy, humble guy. But we'll have him on coming up in a few moments, and it is kind of interesting. Our buddy John Drago, the tournament director for the Byron Nelson AT&T, he is one of the rules officials as well. Maybe we'll hear from him in that next segment as well. And of course, Chris Cookson, a rules official down there. They just do a great job. Wish we were down there. They got a little music going, but not a lot of fans, so no MCing, can't start anybody, and I'm not down there.
Well, we watched a little bit of it yesterday. Before I get in, because I do want to give a couple of my favorite Kevin Malone quotes from The Office. I'm getting some texts right now, but Buckeye and I were watching a little bit of the tournament yesterday, and he said, Randall's been replaced by a boombox. You know, during this COVID down there. You know, we're so used to seeing you down on 18 on that wonderful par 3 18th hole, but... Getting a couple of these texts on famous Kevin Malone quotes. I just have a couple I just want to share.
You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I got 30 seconds. One of my favorite ones was during Pam and Jim's wedding. Everybody kind of remembers that towards the end of the series. And Kevin Malone says, "This wedding was epic. I got 6 numbers. One more would have been a complete phone number."
We're going to hear the rest of them coming up in just a few moments. That was Brian Baumgartner. You know him as Kevin Malone from The Office. All right, a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll visit with Bobby Hall. He's down in Orlando at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. Don't go anywhere. I want to give away some golf as well.
Waiting for the breakup.
That's some good stuff right there.
Oh, yeah.
That is some good stuff right there.
Got the air drums going on.
I got the piano going. You got the drums going. Man, what a band we got going on here. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Danny Spibe, and we're broadcasting live from our McConnell Automotive Studios in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. We're broadcasting from our mother station, FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you on board with us. Great interview with Brian Bumgardner from The Office just a few moments ago. And the guy that set it all up, the one and only dear friend, best friend, Bobby Hall. He is on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Hey, we're doing great, Randy and Danny. I'm so glad you got a nice interview in with Brian Bumgardner. And, yeah, it's great to be down here. It's nice and sunny today. We had a little rain yesterday, but it's a great show. And one of the great things about being behind the scenes at these events is working with the tournament operations people. And I'm going to blow you away here a little bit, Randy and Danny. I've got the two top rules officials here, Mr. John Drago and Chris Cookson, who went to the high school in St. Paul's there in Mobile. And I got all three of them standing right here.
All right, well, look, here's what we're going to do first. We have to make Cookson first, all right? So let's put Chris on because we don't want to hurt his feelings. Today he is number one, okay? Is he right there?
Good morning, Randy. It's good to hear you, and we miss you here, brother.
Hey.
Wish we had you here.
Chris, hey, man, good to hear from you. I know you are having a blast down there. It's a little different than it's been the last couple of years. Obviously not all the fans and everything, but I know you are doing some great calls down there. Have you had – what's the biggest call, a ruling that you've had to make down there so far?
So far was second day with Jessica Korda. She was tied for the lead, close to the lead at the time, and she hit it in a penalty area, but it went through a bunker, and we put a local rule in that you could use a drop zone instead of having to drop it back in the bunker, and I led her out to the drop zone, and she dropped there, and she made a four instead of, because if she would have had to drop it in the bunker, she would have made a five.
Well, I have to say, Chris, that ruling right there probably ticked her off just a little bit because she went on yesterday to do a 60. She said, "I'll show you," and right now she's just three strokes behind at 19 under.
I know it. That round yesterday was—yesterday was not a good weather day, and for her to shoot 60 on that day, and I do want to say the hole locations are pretty tough. I will say that, and so to shoot 60 here. Good score.
Well, now I know up until last year, or year before that, you along with John Drago and Bobby, y'all were the ones that went and set the pin positions before the LPGA got involved. And you,
correct. When it was part of the Champions Tour, we set the whole locations, and I have to say these are probably a little bit tougher. I was surprised, and with the yardage, they're playing between 65 and 6,600. Yards, and it's pretty wet, so it was playing long, and that's just one heck of a score.
Well, hey, Chris, we miss you, brother. Look forward. Hopefully we'll get to see you again real soon. Maybe we can make it all happen in Lake Tahoe, but I know you're doing a great job, and good to hear from you, my man.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on. Good luck to you.
All right, buddy. That's Chris Cookson right there, one of the rules officials. Now we got to go on, Dan. We got to get this guy right here. We got to get the tournament director for the AT&T, Byron Nelson. He is also a rules official there at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. He's been on with us many, many times. Certainly no stranger to our show. John Drago. Drago, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Certainly miss y'all. Thank you for the little rub in the other night, sending the video and all that. Appreciate that. No, it looked like y'all had a great time. Anyway, how's everything going for you down there?
It's going well. Chris took your spot on number 10 tee.
How'd that go?
it was so smooth out there.
Oh, my goodness. You weren't supposed to say that, Drago. Come on, man.
Well, they're saving you till there's fans to listen to you.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. Hey, John, I got to ask you real quick, and we've got to get to Bobby here, but while we got you, obviously with COVID going on, I know we talked about it. I don't know. We had you on a couple weeks ago, a month or so ago, and talk a little bit about this. What do you think is going to happen with your tournament scheduled for May for the AT&T Byron Nelson?
Yeah, you know, we're working three separate plans right now. We've got one with no fans. We've got one with about 10,000 fans and one with 40,000 fans. And, you know, we're hoping to hear it. Well, the tour is supposed to give us an answer by March 1st on what they're going to allow. But I would think you'll see some sort of fans out there. They've got about 2,500 fans out here. It's all been done extremely well, I think. I know they're going to do the same at Bay Hill. And as more and more, as they get off the West Coast and get into some areas where they're starting to allow some fans, you know, as those are successful, I think you'll see more and more of it.
Well, I know that we're all ready for it. I don't think there's a question about that for sure. Well, John, look, man, thanks for taking time to be with us. And, of course, we're going to have you back on many times before before your tournament coming up. And again, look like y'all were having a lot of fun. Thanks for the rub in. Have a great day there, John Boy.
You bet. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. All right, John Drago, tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. Now let's get back to Bobby Hall. Bobby, all right, as we look at that celebrity leaderboard right now, your buddy Marty Fish is in the lead. Looks like kind of tight with Josh Scobie. Of course, Scobie, one of the kickers in the NFL, but a guy that I really – and I listen, I pull for Marty Fish, but here's a guy that I really would love to see win this thing, and he's going to be on the show with us. Chad Pfeiffer is at T3 right now with Aaron Higgs.
Well, Chad's a great inspiration to everybody, being a wounded warrior that he is and playing with you know, a bum leg, as we say. Yeah, he's an inspiration to us all and still hits it good. Marty Fish is playing with a lot of confidence right now. I watched him on the tee this morning warming up, and he's just full of confidence. He's hitting it good. John Smoltz didn't really step up this year, but John's still a great player and a good friend. So look out for Mr. Hicks there. This guy can flat move the golf ball. There's some club head speed going on out here, and it's just a thrill to be with these guys back here. I just want to say this, you know, John's been involved with the PGA of America with rules for a long time, and sometimes you say, well, I'm the head rules official. I'm just kind of a little bit of the organizer behind these scenes, but the job that Chris and John do behind the scenes is really, really good. We enjoy working with Wayne Tronson and Brad Tronson with TSI. So it's just a load of fun, and as we improve with the inoculation with everybody and COVID improves, Randy, we'll have you back down here.
Well, I'll tell you, and your tournament director, Mike Milthorpe, down there, there is absolutely no question about the quality of tournaments that he runs. He just does an outstanding job. And let me just mention, you say Aaron Hicks. If you don't know who Aaron Hicks is, Aaron Hicks is center fielder for the New York Yankees, and he happens to be dating one Cheyenne Woods, Danny.
Yeah, well, how about that? And I'll tell you, Bobby, one of the things, you know, a couple things that I do want to mention is, probably one of the best LPGA players of all time is now playing as a celebrity in this tournament, Annika Sörenstam. She's played very well, 120 combined points. I'm not sure exactly where she's at today, but 34, 31, 36. Looks like she's having
a lot of T7 right now.
T7 right now. And, you
she's
know,
has, playing where the guys are playing from too.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say, playing from there. How has she been? She is such a great ambassador for not only all of golf, but specifically the LPGA Tour. Is she having a lot of fun out there?
Yeah, she's having a lot of fun, and her family's here, and to see her behind the scenes, she is very gracious. I will make one note. I saw her at the end of play yesterday at 18. She was not happy with herself. Of course, she didn't show any strong emotions or anything, but you could tell she was a little down on herself, being a little too hard on herself from the break she's taken from golf. She still has that competitive drive, and she still hits it extremely well, and we're fortunate to have her here. I hope she'll play some more in the future. She has played at Tahoe one time as a celebrity a few years back, so hopefully she'll be around for a good while.
Well, and if I may say, she may not be too happy with that Golf Week article that came out from the young lady. Very, very tough read there for Golf Week fans. Let me just mention, Annika Sörenstam shot a 59 in 2001. That's the lowest round in the LPGA history. Jessica Korda shooting that 60 yesterday. She falls in with five others that have shot 60 on the LPGA. Those are the lowest in history. Meg Malone did it in 2003. Jeon Young Lee in 2004. Also, Anna Hocker-Mokosko in 2005. Paula Creamer did it at the Jamie Farr Classic in 2008. And then, of course, Jessica Korda yesterday there at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. Danny?
Now, Bobby, I will say one thing. I know Randy, you know, has a position with you during this tournament, of course, with the guys there. But it sounds like perhaps next year, if everything's kind of back to normal, I'm going to have to come down there, specifically if Brian Baumgartner comes back and plays, because I am now officially the president of his fan club.
You're his bestie now.
I'm his best friend, according to the interview Randy had with him. So I have signs being made. I will have to find my own place. Maybe just Randy and I can just bunk up somewhere or something like that. But I will be out there, and you could put me to work if you need to. But I will be contractually obligated to have a Kevin Malone, Brian Baumgartner sign on all the odd holes on the golf course.
Well, we'll be glad to work that out. We'll see what happens with COVID, and that would be a lot of fun. And they would like to see you out here. All the players would like to see more fans on the golf course. And the small crowd that is here, it was great to hear some yelling and cheering. So I know that they would appreciate it. And so what's the number we call for joining up for the fan club, Danny?
Yeah, you should just go ahead and text Randy at the Randy's hot text line.
There you go. Hey, visit with Bobby Hall. Bobby got you about another minute or so. Real quick, I got to throw some names out here. Our good buddy Tim Wakefield, he's a T9 right now. You mentioned John Smoltz, also a T9. How about Josh Donaldson from right here in the Daphne area, of course, playing third base for the Minnesota Twins. He's a T15. I talked to him on last week before he left, and I said, Josh, could you at least make a good showing this year? I think he got a little mad with me. He says, I always make a good showing. But he's a T15 right now. Let's see, Sterling Sharp, who is in 22. Always love talking with Sterling. And let's see, how about where is Brian Baumgartner? He's a T42. Guess who he's tied with? He's tied with our boy Marcus Allen.
There you go. Had a great chat with Marcus just the other day. What an ambassador. He is just a lot of fun to be around. Very gracious person, and always good to shoot the bull with them when they're down here. We have a lot of fun. So, yeah, you mentioned some great names.
Bobby, I got to tell you, I know y'all having fun. By the way, let me just mention Larry the Cave guy, T46, so he has improved his game. He sits atop Toby Keith, Kyle Fuller, Kirk Cousins, Michael Waltrip, Grant Hill, and Randy Houser. But listen, say hello to everybody. Thanks for putting Chris on and, of course, John. And if you would, send a big thank you to Millthorpe as well. And great job as always. Appreciate you setting up the interviews that you always do. And you do just a great job. And we look forward to having you back up here real soon. All right, my man?
Well, thanks for being a great friend. You and Danny take care. And I know Mike Millthorpe appreciates the coverage you've given to the LPGA down here and the celebrities. So take care down there in Mobile and Baldwin County, and look forward to seeing you all soon. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, PGA teaching professional, rules official for the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, celebrity side of that. And, of course, you see him on TV from time to time up at Lake Tahoe for the American Century Celebrity Classic that happens every year in July. A little different last year. Couldn't have all the fans, but man, that's a fun place to be, is Lake Tahoe.
Well, it's certainly on one of our bucket lists. I know that. And, you know, it's just great. It's a lot of fun to see them out playing golf, you know, and a lot of these celebrities. And they take it very, very serious. You know, they're competing. They still have that competitive spirit.
That's one of the things whenever I get to talk to these guys down there, Danny, is what, you know, you say, okay, Marcus, how's football? He don't want to talk football. He wants to talk golf. These guys don't care what profession they're in. Lee Bryce, Larry the Cable Guy, man, don't talk to me about being a comedian. I want to talk about golf. That's what they want to talk about. All right, hey, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the wraps on this edition, plus giving away some golf. 251-343-0106. That's how you win right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Putting the wraps on this edition. And, man, it has been a heck of a day. It has been a ton of fun. Before we go any further, I have to give you, by contract, Dan, I have to give the official world golf rankings for both the PGA and the LPGA presented by Rolex. On the PGA, Dustin Johnson remains number one. Not a whole lot of change. John Rahm, 2. Justin Thomas, 3. Colin Morikawa is 4th. Xander Schauffele is 5th. Rory McIlroy, he is 6th. Bryson DeChambeau, 7th. Webb Simpson, 8th. Tyrrell Hatton, who just got the win at Abu Dhabi, he is 9th. And Patrick Cantlay rounds out the top 10 of your official world golf rankings on the PGA side. On the LPGA, well, not a whole lot of change. Jin Yeo Ko, Sin Yoo Kim, NB Park, Nelly Korda, Daniel Kang, Brooke Henderson, Nasa Hadioka, she is 7th. Minji Lee, 8th. Hojo Kim is 9th. And around at the top 10 of the LPGA top 10 rankings, Sun Union Park.
There you go.
All that presented by Rolex. All right. All right. Man, I'll tell you. Hey, we got to do this. We're going to go to our phone lines here in just a second and talk with Bama Tim. I'll tell you what. Let's go on and do that because got some things we got to finish up with. Bama Tim, you're on our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line. What's up, brother?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
I just wanted to ask, what was Matt's prediction for the ball game? Do you remember? Was it 52-24 or 56-32?
It was 56-32.
Okay. All right. Now, add that up.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here
we
go.
Okay. 12 points off, right?
Bama Tim, I don't have in front of me. If you say that, I'll go with you.
All right, so now my prediction for 48-31, that's 11 points. So I actually beat Matt. You know, you gave him the prize from his own dadgum play.
That's why he won, okay, because he was giving that prize out. So
he is a paid sponsor.
And you're not.
Yes, up.
All right, man. Everything.
Hey, I just want a few things real quick. You know, there's not a whole lot going on in the world of football, but hey, Alabama beat LSU in men's basketball. I know we don't talk about this very much. 105-75. They made 23 three-pointers. Man, it was raining three-pointers.
Yep, I watched that.
And they beat Mississippi State yesterday, 81-73. That makes them ranked up in, I believe, in the top 10.
And that's where they belong. Listen, this new coach, I think he's great for Alabama, and certainly from a basketball standpoint, we'll be pulling for him for sure.
Well, let me ask you this: when was the last time you think that Alabama made 100% of their kicks, point afters, and field goals?
Van Tiffin.
Well, either that or Philip Doyle back.
Peter Kim.
Maybe a season. I'm not sure if it's even been done.
Never been done before up until 2012 when Jeremy Shelley made 69 extra points and 11 field goals.
Sure. Forgot about Shelley. How do you forget Shelley?
Yeah. And Will Reichard, oh, God, I wish we could score two more touchdowns. He would have been 100% for 100%.
Wow.
Because he made 98 for 98. So
wow.
Big shout out to Commander Will Reichard.
There you go. Give it to me.
All right, man. Y'all have a great weekend and roll.
All right, there you go. Bama Tim, we're going to go back to the phone lines real quick, and now we're going to talk a little LSU. Here he is, Tiger Mike.
How y'all doing today, gentlemen?
Doing good, brother.
You know, I enjoy listening to this show every week. When I listen to it, it motivates me to go to work and to do my job at 100% on Monday, because Monday is the worst day of the week for most people when they got to go back to work. And so I appreciate you because you give me a motivation that not many things can get me.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you. We're glad that we could be part of your life like that.
Well, I appreciate it. And y'all were talking about Tiger earlier. And as you know, Randy, I work in the medical field.
That's right.
And when you have surgeries like that over and over and over,
yeah.
I mean, and Danny, you probably, I don't know what your medical history as far as that goes. I know you have some issues, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got many. Oh, he's got many.
Tiger on you that people don't realize, you know, the average person. And I'm worried that, you know, we know he's not going to be the same as he was years ago, but it diminishes you a little bit more every time, and I hope he recovers and he gets back on the course so we can watch him. But I feel for him.
Yeah, and Tiger Mike, it's a great point, and I think that's what alludes to what Randy, because you know Randy's very honest, but Tiger of the old was not one of Randy's favorite golfers to watch. You know,
mine either,
and a lot of people, yeah, and but this injury. And the way he's transformed into more of a dad figure with, you know, his son and his daughter, and especially in this last parent-child, you know, father-son event, it really is a little bit more endearing. And you're exactly right. You know, the fact that he's been cut open over a dozen times, had over 12 different procedures done, not just on his back, but his knees, his arm, his elbow, his foot. I mean, it does take a toll.
Danny, he could be working toward a new nickname. How about Frankie, short for Frankenstein?
Oh, there you go.
Or or the bionic golfer.
Yeah, well, there you exactly. go. There you go. Hey, Tiger Mike, before I let you get out of here real quick, you always ask for tips, and certainly we had some great ones from Lawrence Hour earlier in the show. But I've got one here for you. Now, you're a tall guy. You're about 6'7". I want you to try the snail. All right, try that whenever you putt again. Now, of course, for folks that don't know what that is, that's the unorthodox putting stroke, which Mark Hubbard, he actually invented that while he was at San Jose State. By the way, San Jose State, good friend, one of our best friends, Vin Goodman, played football there. It's almost a dance move, if you will, of sorts, and it includes Hubbard striking the putt with his right pinky wrapped around the shaft, and it's just inches from the ground. Did you see that?
I saw it, but let me just tell you, if I try that, I will never get back up.
See, hey, look, for me, it'll be very easy. It'll be very easy for me. I may have to try that when I go back out there. Hey, Tiger Mike, lay it on us, buddy, before we let you go.
Well, I'll just leave you with this. Go the real Tigers.
There you go. Tiger Mike. All right, hey, look, let's do this. We've got just a second or two. Go ahead and give away some golf. How about a five-pack to Glen Lakes? We'll take, I don't know, Phillip's going to take the number, all right? Who you call in, and he's going to pick it, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. We'll pick up a five-pack to Glen Lakes. Dan.
Well, and I'll be looking forward. I do want to get your input real quick. Before I leave today with two more of my favorite Kevin Malone quotes, but the American Express. I'm looking forward to see if Tony Finau in 2021 can become a closer. You know, he's always been there in round two, round three, has had some issues closing the door. Going to see what he could do as he's tied for the lead with Max Homa and Siwoo Kim going into the final round of the American Express. And, you know, watch a little bit of other golf. I'm getting pretty excited about golf right now for some reason.
Well,
getting excited.
Well, and the PGA, now, when they finish up here, they'll head over to Torrey Pines. One of our favorite places to be is for the Farmers Insurance Open there in La Jolla. They'll do that starting on Thursday. For the old guys, they don't hit the course again until February the 26th. They'll have the Color Guard Classic. That'll be at Omni Tucson National, of course, in Tucson, Arizona. So there you go. Kind of a little bit of a schedule for you for the professionals. For the GCGA Tour, we crank up on February the 28th. Go online right now, gcgatour.com. You can register if you become a member before January the 31st. Got some swag we're going to throw at you.
Yeah.
Got some really
swag.
Neat swag.
Absolutely.
So do that. Go on gcgatour.com. Danny, it has been a fun show today.
It's been a fast show, and I really thank you for the interview that you got with Brian Baumgartner. You know how happy that made me, and I've got two quotes to leave you with. One of my favorite quotes by Kevin Malone, the character. Whenever I try to make – and we can relate with this. I can. Whenever I try to make a taco, I get too excited and crush it. That's a famous one. And then this goes out to Tiger Mike and Bama Tim and all those that – dread going to work on Mondays. My number one quote from Kevin Malone, and everybody who knows Kevin, just, you know, he was kind of lackadaisical in what he did. But one day he looked right into that camera and he said, "I do deserve a vacation. Sometime Batman's got to take off his cape."
So I like that. I like that. Very good. That was fun to have Brian Baumgartner on. And who knows? This year we got a lot lined up for you, so it'll be a lot of fun. I want to say congratulations to Scott O'Rourke of Mobile. You get the five-pack to Glen Lakes. Congratulations. You and four of your golfing buddies, y'all are going to head down to Foley and play there. David will take very good care of you, and we appreciate you tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Show. Hey, got to thank Leanne, our producer here. Of course, Philip Bush on the phones. We thank them for what they do. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We'll be back with you again next week. And you know, Danny, a lot of things are going on. We don't get political on this show. But I do have to say, you got to get your life right, okay?
Yep.
You got to get your life right. Guys, we need to be hitting a knee. We need to be saying our prayers to our Savior.
And just pay attention.
That's exactly right.
Pay attention.
Pay attention, because God bless America. We certainly going to need his blessing for sure. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. For Danny Spivey, for the whole staff here, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. We will see you next week right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Until then, bye-bye, everybody.